Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Happy Sunday and welcome to another TalkSport Daily podcast. I am your host, John Jackson. And there's only one place to start as Liverpool maintain their title challenge, Brentford win a huge game at the bottom of the Premier League table, and Cristiano Ronaldo does what Cristiano Ronaldo does best as his hat-trick helped Manchester United to a 3-2 win over Spurs. It was all part of a bumper game day across the TalkSport network.
And it's kickoff time for another game day on TalkSport. Matip in towards Luis Diaz, running free, and he's headed it goalwards and heading Liverpool into the lead. Brave header by Luis Diaz. And Argon at the Amex. Here comes Salah, left footed, smashes it down the middle, and Liverpool lead by 2-0. Mohamed Salah's 20th Premier League goal of the season. And we have a magnificent title race on our hands.
Any opportunity you get, you've got to take, and you've got to perform at the highest level. The effort for our team was there, it was fantastic. Spirit of the team kept going, didn't feel sorry for themselves, but yeah, lacked a little bit in terms of scoring a goal, which is the decisive factor in a game like this.
It's a huge result, you're right, and I'm happy with the performance, because I knew that it's really, really difficult against Brighton, and you see that. I'm not sure, but I could be the biggest supporter of Graham Potter. I really like what he's doing. I like them watching. I don't like playing them too much because it's really tricky. But we are not too bad as well.
Ivan Toney takes a deep breath as he looks to win the game for Brentford. And he sends Nick Pope! And he scores! Ivan Toney with a double! 5 goals in 8 days for Ivan Toney!
Fantastic characters, strong mentality. You can see throughout the season how hard they've been working, running, how unique a togetherness they show where they run, play and fight for each other. And that is just so important.
Manchester United with a corner in front of the Stretford end. Deliver the ball in towards Ronaldo with a header. They've scored from the corner now. And Cristiano Ronaldo gets his 59th career hat-trick. And he may well have won the game for Manchester United again.
Cristiano Ronaldo has just shown why he is the all-time leading goal scorer as recognised by FIFA.
Well, as you heard there, Cristiano Ronaldo scored his first hat-trick at Old Trafford in 14 years, helping Manchester United beat Spurs 3-2. Shortly, we'll hear from the former England strikers Dean Ashton and Gabby Agbonlahor. But first, here's the Manchester United interim manager, Ralph Rangnick.
Manchester United with a corner in front of the Stretford end. Deliver the ball in towards Ronaldo with a header. They've scored from a corner now. And Cristiano Ronaldo gets his 59th career hat-trick.
And we've not seen it for a month or so from Cristiano Ronaldo. Them lips protruding, that arrogant look on his face as if to say, it's all about me. And bang, brilliant header. And his hat-trick.
Well, as I said, he made the difference today. He scored 3 brilliant goals. The first and the third one, not that many players would have scored today.
Ronaldo is just Ronaldo, isn't it? You know, when people are against him and you think he's finished, look what he does today.
Here's Ronaldo, though, 25 yards from goal. Oh, what a way to equal the record. Brilliant strike from one of the world's best ever players. 805 goals. And they don't come much better than that.
I think the top players, the best, you know, they maybe take some criticism at times and take that on their own shoulders, but they respond and they
put any doubts in anyone's mind straight out, because that's what they've done their whole career, is they've got such a strong mentality, and he's got one of the strongest.
That's what you call world-class today. I mean, his first goal, some strike. I'm not sure about Eric Dyer, but great strike by Ronaldo. And even if his header, I'm looking back at the replay and I'm thinking, can the defender do any better? But that's Ronaldo.
It was just as if he was rolling back the years. Yes, he doesn't give you that much anymore other than that, but who cares when he can do that?
He made the difference today, but not only because he scored the three goals, he was also involved in quite a few defensive actions. He was part of the team. Since I arrived, the best performance from Cristiano, for sure.
Moving on to cricket now, and England drew the first test with the West Indies in Antigua, with the hosts batting out the final two sessions of the day to close on 147 for four. In a minute, we'll hear from England captain Joe Root, but here's how the action sounded live and exclusively on TalkSport 2.
Jason Alder's bowled him. He's gone straight through Zach Crawley with a yorker. He's knocked the off stump out of the ground. That's come out of the blue.
Very, very well bowled by Jason Alder.
I've just done a commentary session with Sir Curtly Ambrose.
Oh, wow. Did you have a poster up?
I didn't quite go that far. Holder, in.
Oh, Lawrence clears the front leg out the way. He's gone straight back over his head this time for the full maximum six.
That is straight out of the 2020 handbook.
Here is Alzari Joseph once again to Joe Root. That's over pitch, steered away by the England captain down to third man for the single, which brings up his 24th Test 100.
Absolute quality. Never in trouble.
Reverse sweep from Dan Lawrence. That's outrageous. That's absolutely outrageous.
Oh, boy, that is magnificent. Let me try to do it justice. Think Viv Richards back in the day. That is what Dan Lawrence has just done to Virasamy Pamul.
Yeah, beautiful shots. Little flighted 9-iron going with the wind, just dragging it back, drifting it back with a little bit of fear towards the flag. In the air and gone.
Lawrence hangs his head, but he need not, because that was a really enterprising, fantastic, selfless inning.
Joseph, oh, he's bowled Joe Root round his legs.
Stokes has got a hold of this one, but he's got underneath it. It was an off break. It's not really gone anywhere, and Stokes will be caught by Shamar Brooks.
Alzari Joseph then to start the 83rd over of this innings.
And he goes in inside edge of Foxy's bat, chops it onto the stumps, middle pole line out the ground.
Oh, hello.
What?
Joe Root's declaring.
Nice.
Joe Root's declared.
Campbell has a massive swipe. It's a terrible shot. Oh, and Zach Crawley's put it down.
Here's Ben Stokes into John Campbell, and up goes the finger.
Leach in. Edge taken. Catch taken. Crawley's got one. England have got a breakthrough. Brooks has gone for five, and the West Indies will go to tee 65 for three.
Oh, there's a big appeal for leg before wicket. That's got to be out. It's a horrible, horrible shot from Jermaine Blackwood.
Jermaine Blackwood has to go for two off just the three balls. West Indies now 67 for four and keeping England interested.
Standing there with his bat in the air.
He crouches down. He's left that. It's hit him in the pad. Oh, my goodness me. He's played no stroke to a ball that he's gone back to, and it's hit him on both pads. Brathwaite has given England five more seconds, but they've decided not to review it. Goodness me, that was a moment. It's hit the top of leg stump.
Flush as well.
Flush.
They have now taken it to the very nth degree, waited till it was physically impossible for the game to finish in a positive outcome for England. England have taken it as far as they humanly could. The first match of this three-match series for the Richards Botham Trophy has finished in a draw.
Really proud of the team today. I think throughout the week, actually, you know, from that first hour, we found ourselves in a tricky spot. I think the character we showed, the skill level, the calm nature about it, especially off the back of the previous tour, to not panic and to get ourselves back in the game. A brilliant innings from Johnny, ably assisted by a couple of guys down the order. But throughout the game, I think we got better and better. On a very docile wicket for our seamers to apply themselves as they did. I thought Leachie was brilliant as well. Gave us great options in the first innings, holding the game really well, and then, you know, obviously taking wickets today. I can't fault any of the efforts of anyone. Zach, to play how he did as well, was a magnificent knock. So we're really pleasing. A lot of good signs going into the rest of the series.
Legendary former West Indian fast bowler Sir Kirtley Ambrose was part of our commentary team on day five, and he wasn't happy with the conditions of the pitch at the Sir Vivian Richards Stadium.
Tony Merrick and his crew should have left more live grass on the surface, add some more water to it so you have a bit more moisture. And I've seen those types of pitches here in local cricket where the ball bounce and carry with good pace quite often. So it's not that they can't do it. But what I find, as soon as they mention test match cricket, they tend to just take all the grass off, hardly any water in the surface. They can do better and should have done better. I am very disappointed with the surface for test match cricket. After the first hour on the first day, that was it really.
Elsewhere on Saturday, England's hopes of winning the Six Nations were all but over after they lost 32-15 to Ireland with 14 men for most of the game. Russell Hargreaves was watching for TalkSport at Twickenham.
England 15, Ireland 32. A pulsating match at Twickenham that means Ireland head into the final weekend of the Championship still in the title hunt, just 2 points behind pace setters France. Bonus point win was secured late on thanks to tries off the bench from Jack Conan and Finlay Beelam. But boy, was it a tighter and more controversial game than that for most of the 80 minutes. Charlie Yules, the England lock, was red carded 2 minutes in for a reckless challenge. And as the boos rang out around Rugby HQ, Johnny Sexton slotted over a penalty that put Ireland ahead, a lead that was extended by tries from James Lowe and from Hugo Keenan, either side of a Caelan Doris score being ruled out by the TMO. But despite having that numerical disadvantage, England battled brilliantly. Their scrum was outstanding and destroyed the Irish on multiple occasions. Marcus Smith banged over 5 penalties from 6 and at one point got England level on the board at 15 all. England close to their first try around the hour mark as Freddie Stewart surged clear on an intercept. That was called back for a controversial Ireland penalty. That knocked over from Sexton. And from there, Andy Farrell's side pulled away for a big win here at Twickenham. England 15, Ireland 32.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk. And we end today by looking ahead to this afternoon's football as Chelsea will play their first game at Stamford Bridge since their owner Roman Abramovich was sanctioned by the UK government. Here's the Chelsea boss, Thomas Tuchel, as well as former Chelsea players Scott Minto and Tony Cascarino, who've all had their say on the matter.
It's very difficult to see like where it's going, where it's heading. It's maybe impossible.
It's really sad to see what's happened to Chelsea, but I think it's completely the right decision that Roman Abramovich, with his links to Putin, needs to be, you know, made sure he's taken out of English football.
I've never seen anything even close to this in football, in sport generally.
It's not easy, but it's out of our control. Makes things sometimes more difficult, but sometimes also like maybe easier to accept that we cannot do anything.
I think the government have come in and tried to make a really hard statement, and I get that.
It feels like they've been handcuffed totally. Now, I understand the because of the issues with the Ukraine and Russia, and politically, football and sport is sometimes can get a little bit lost, mixed. But I truly believe that they must have this as an isolated case.
There are so many more important jobs out there than being a football coach, then it makes me even feel uncomfortable to name it a problem where we are, because we are still very, very privileged.
I don't like the idea that Chelsea get so handcuffed that it actually makes them a viable Premier League club where they can be competitive. If you're putting constraints on them as a football club, it's going to make it very tricky for Chelsea.
There's a lot of money here that's just going to go missing in terms of ticket sales, shirt sales, you know, how people are going to be able to earn money. And I think a lot of that money could be directed to a fantastic cause, i.e. Ukraine and what's happening.
At some point, I allow myself to be a football coach and the manager of a first team of football.
I find it extraordinary. Sport used to be a distance from political side, and now it's literally we're on board together, nearly on everything.
If we have enough shirts and if we have a fixture, I will be there.
What are Chelsea going to be by the summertime? What sort of club are they going to be in? What state are they going to be in? Are players going to, an agent's going to use the opportunity to go, we can get you out there?
Owners are owners in just in name only. They're custodians, really, of a football club. And fans are, and you know, the Premier League has got so big, you know, Chelsea Football Club now, we're talking about fans all over the world, shouldn't be punished by what's happening to one person who's got links to Putin.
What's coming the next day? Let's wait and see.
So that's it for another TalkSport Daily podcast. Thank you very much for listening on the TalkSport app or whichever podcast app you choose to use. Make sure you hit subscribe if you haven't already. There will, of course, be another one of these TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. So do what you can to get it. But before that, just a reminder that Adrian Durham will keep you up to date with all the Premier League action on the Sunday session on TalkSport. That's this afternoon from 1 p.m. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, everyone. Stay safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.